from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Breaking news this afternoon. The OPP is investigating multiple bomb threats across northern Ontario. The service says the threats targeted multiple schools under multiple school boards across the northeast and northwest regions of the province and demanded payment. The majority of the targeted schools have been closed while the investigation continues. Various board officials have confirmed schools will reopen tomorrow. Police say parents are encouraged to contact their schools or school boards for more information. Anyone with information is asked to contact the OPP or Crime Stoppers. A Timmins man's facing charges after a string of incidents at a local big box store. That's according to the OPP, who says the incidents happened between March and July of this year. The service says after an investigation, officers arrested the man at his home in October and recovered over $3,500 in stolen or fraudulently obtained property and then returned it to the retailer. The 38-year-old's facing fraud and theft charges, among others. Released from police custody, he has a Timmins court date later this month. And the province says it's helping to build more rental units to help ease the housing crisis. The government is taking steps to remove the full 8% provincial portion of the HST on qualifying new purpose-built rental housing. Officials say the removal of the provincial portion of the HST would apply to apartment buildings, student housing, and senior residences built specifically for long-term rentals. The tax cut would apply to projects that are built retroactive to September of this year, through to December 2030, that would be move-in ready by 2035. The feds removed the GST on the construction of new rental apartment buildings in September. Stay in the know. Sign up for daily and weekly news alerts direct to your inbox at MyTimmonsNow.com.